Blog Talk Radio.
Of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
All right, we live at Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. Top part of the Sabbath day, we got the host, Seer Israel, live inside of the class. Riding shotgun in the back, just watching the scene and everything, ready to jump in anytime to do some precepting. We got the Elder Yada, tribe of Yada Judah, lead teacher of the class, account one, lead teacher, teaching the class right now. We say, Yahuwah bless you all, Seed Roy. We say, get your pen and pad, write down all the information you can get. Take good notes. We also want to let you know that we live everywhere, live on Pal Talk, live on Blog Talk, live on YouTube at VOTTY Tribe, YHDH. You can catch us on YouTube at VOTTY Tribe, YHDH. And you can catch us live on Facebook. We broadcasting live right now. Facebook, VOTTY. Look us up at VOTTY on Facebook. We also want to say we're going in. The young lions ready to roar. The mothers are all in place. The brothers and sisters here. And we say you're anywhere between 6 north accounts, 70 miles. You're inside the class, getting your Sabbath day in. And say, Yahuwah bless you. You're tuning in to the class.
Young lion, brother Titus Israel, see, Roy. That's what Second Peter, first, I mean, Acts chapter 2, 1 through 5. Let's see what we're working with here. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 5. Because we read that Yahweh sent the spirit, the angel, to Cornelius, right?
Yeah.
To warn him. We read that the only one that Yahweh sent the minister spirit to is the heirs of salvation.
Right.
That's what we read, right?
Right.
So we can almost deduct that Cornelius had to be a bloodline Israelite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 2, 1 through 5. Young lion, Brother Tyus, Israel, see you, Roy.
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. Acts
what
chapter
is right?
2, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And when the day of feast of weeks fully come,
yes, sir.
They were all but one accord in one place.
So they got the word there called Pentecost, right? We know that that word only means 50th day, right? That's all it means. Verse number 2, come up.
Verse 2,
mm-hmm.
There came a sound from heaven.
Where?
As of a rushing mighty wind,
uh-huh.
And it filled all the temple, and they that were sitting.
Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues.
Go ahead.
Like as a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat upon each of them.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
They all filled with the righteous spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the spirit gives them utterance.
So they were all filled with the righteous spirit, right?
Right.
Verse 5. Let's
verse
see who's present for the filling of the righteous spirit here.
There was running, and Yada Judah,
mm-hmm.
About man, out of every nation under heaven.
So you had Israelites, right?
Yahweh.
Every nation under the heavens, and they were all filled with the righteous spirit, right? Now let's want to Acts 2, 16 and 17, young man. Let's see if Yahweh gave a forewarning to about his righteous spirit. Acts chapter 2, 16 and 17.
Okay, Acts chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 2, verse 16. But
mm-hmm.
This is that which was spoken by the seer Joel. Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass in the last day, said Yahweh, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Now I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Go ahead.
And your sons and your daughters to prophesy.
But he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit, but only on your sons and your daughters, right? Go ahead, read on.
To prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
And your young man should see visions.
Go ahead, read on.
And your old man should dream dreams.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? So he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But he left a stipulation in there, right?
That's
he
right.
Said, your son and your daughter.
Turn the light on, Elder. Turn the light on, Elder.
So if it's a pouring out on the Gentiles, they got to be your sons and your daughters. Is that right?
Turn the light on, Elder.
Let's run to the book of Acts chapter 15. Mother Z Israel will see you, Roy. Acts chapter 15. And let's see, they'll rehearse the matter. Let's speak about verse number, let's speak about 7 through 9, Mother Z Israel. Acts chapter 15, 7 through 9. Mother Z Israel, will see you wrong. Acts chapter 15, number 7 through 9, Mother Z Israel, will see you wrong.
Acts chapter 15, verse 7 through 9. Acts chapter 15. Verse 7 through 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And when they had been...
Much dispute.
Much dispute.
In other words, they was getting at it a little bit. And much dispute, what happened?
Peter rose up and said unto them...
What did he say?
Man and brethren.
Man and brethren. Go ahead.
He know how that a good while ago,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh made...
Choice
among us that
yeah, what?
That the Gentiles
mm-hmm.
be
by my mouth
should
hear the word
of the gospel
covenant and do what
and believe.
Verse number 8, come on.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh which knoweth the mind.
And Yahweh which knoweth the mind.
Bear them witness.
Yahweh bear them witness. How do you bear witness, mother?
Giving them the righteous spirit.
Hallelujah.
Even as he did unto us.
So you mean that Yahweh on these Gentiles, he giving them the righteous spirit?
Right.
We read in Acts 2 that on your sons and your daughters, right?
Hallelujah.
Well, with these Gentiles, I mean, it's plain as can be, right? Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
And what did he do? And what did he do, mother?
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And put no difference. And
Hold on. He did what?
And put no difference between us and them.
Hold on, mother. Yahweh put no difference between us and them. Now hold that point. Young lion. Brother Makai and Brother Zeroy. Let's see if we can work with that.
Turn the light on. Turn that light on. For
let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Young lion. Let's see. Is Yahweh known for putting some difference in somewhere? Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Let's see if we can work this thing out here, young lad.
All right.
We're book of Exodus 11, verse 7.
Yes, sir. We're going over there to the book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 reads.
What it reads?
But against any of your children of Israel.
Against any of the children of Israel, what?
Shall not a dog move his tongue.
Clear it up.
Against man or beast.
Why?
That you may know.
Know what?
How that the Yahweh do put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
So I wonder who was these Gentiles that he didn't put no difference between. Is that what the book says? If I add to the text or what?
Hallelujah.
Let them see it.
Hallelujah.
So now we found out that he made that he put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He said that not a dog moved their tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is he calling a dog
that
not move their tongue?
Wow.
Let's go to End Times Prophecy there, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to End Times Prophecy to find out who is he calling a dog that not a dog move their tongue against any of the children of Israel. Meaning, when the children of Israel is putting out the word of Yahweh, that not a dog move his tail, right?
Hallelujah.
Find out what is the biblical definition of a dog, like on 22:14. Pick up verse 11 and walk all the way up to 14 and 15. Let's find out what the Bible definition of what is he saying by precepting your Bible. When the children of Israel is spreading out the corn, bet not a dog move their tail, right?
Hallelujah.
What is the biblical definition of that? 22:11, let's read it.
End Time Prophets, book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 11 through 15.
Listen good.
Revelation 22, verse 11.
Listen good.
He is he that is just, let him be a just deed.
Uh-huh.
And he, which is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Mm-hmm.
And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man or woman according to his own works should be.
So otherwise, you got no coming unless you just, unless you put in what?
Work.
So if you don't have no work put in, that means you do not have a paycheck. Go to the job that don't put no work in, and you will not receive a paycheck. Is that right?
Yeah,
so he's telling you something about if you don't have no work in, you will not receive salvation without having work in. Go ahead.
Verse 13.
Right.
I am the beginning and the end.
He said, I'm going to tell you who I am. I am the beginning of this, and I am the end of this. I started it, and I'm going to end it.
The first
and the last.
I'm the first and the last. I'm the first one you see, I'm going to be the last one you see.
Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Blessed if you keep the law. So now, you look in the mirror and see, do you have a blessing of Yahweh or the blessing of the world? You're blessed if you keep the law.
Hallelujah.
There go your blessing. If you keep the law, you're blessed. I don't care if you got turtle wax on your pretty car and got your $10.
That's right.
You only blessed when you keep the law. And he got a law called a Saturday. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. You're blessed when you keep sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. If you don't keep it, you're not blessed.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read it.
That they may have right to the tree of life.
You got no right to the tree of life called salvation unless you keep the law. One of his laws is keep the Sabbath day, sundown Friday, until sundown Saturday. Let nothing interfere you to hinder you from keeping sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. Then you got the blessing from the Almighty. Go ahead.
And then enter in through the gates into the city.
You're not getting to the kingdom unless you're keeping the law.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Yahweh. For without are dogs.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you are what?
Dogs.
You mean that Bible says that?
Hallelujah.
What? You got, we got to have mother read that verse today because, you know, we, you know,
St.
John chapter 10, verse 1. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
So look, when you don't want to keep Friday night, Saturday night, and you won't do it some other way, what do Yahweh say you are in his eyes?
Thief and a robber.
Back on to you.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we understand the terminology. So that's why it's good to come to class. You get a whole lot of good information, right?
Can I get a third one?
Come on over there, y'all. Go ahead.
I wanted to add one on there. Brother Titus, tell me out here. Let's go to Matthew. Let's pick it up at chapter 15. Let's read verse 22, and let's read it down to verse 22.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay, verse 26.
verse 26. The woman was a Greek.
The woman was a what?
A Greek.
Mm. And what? A Syrophoenician.
Yeah.
Syrophoenician.
By what?
By nation.
By nation.
And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil.
The what?
The devil.
You mean the devil can get in your kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the devil can get in your kid.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the devil can be in your kid while they don't do right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil.
Hallelujah, boy.
Is to you. Go ahead and read.
Listen good.
But they said, well, they got down Judah.
Listen good.
And their ruler.
And their ruler.
Because they knew him not.
They knew him not.
Nor yet the voices of the seer, which I read every Sabbath day.
The voice of the seer, you can hear, the voice of the seer when?
Every
Sabbath. Some Saturday.
Every
Sabbath day you can hear the voice of the seer. Every Sabbath day you can hear the voice of the seer. Just tune his radio in and you will hear his voice. Somewhere in the lesson, you will hear your seer fulfilling that prophecy. I don't teach this, I live this. And whatever you got to give me, you got to wait after the Sabbath day. I don't care if it's $20 million. You give it to me after the Sabbath day. Back to Dale.
Hallelujah. What?
Did you want me to finish this up?
Yeah. Go ahead, finish it.
Mark chapter 7, verse 28. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Yahweh, yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
And no doubt about what Yahweh think about the other 17 days, right?
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible. No doubt about it. Let me get these last two in and I'm going to get out the way. Who's reading that Acts chapter 15?
I didn't hear what you said. I don't know.
Pick it back up, Mother. Acts chapter 15. Pick it up at verse number 7. Acts 15, verse number 7.
Acts chapter 15, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Acts chapter 15, verse 7. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had been...
When there had been...
And when there had been much...
Disputed.
Peter rose up... Rose up and said...
What do you say?
Unto them...
What do you say?
Man and brethren.
And brethren.
He know how that I... That a good while ago, Yahweh made choices among earth that the Gentiles by my mouth, by my mouth should hear the words of the covenant and believe. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh, which knoweth the mind.
That's why we know the mind did what?
He bare them witness.
How?
Giving them the righteous spirit, even as he did unto us.
So Yahweh gave these Gentiles the righteous spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Front to Joel. Two more and I'm out. Mm-hmm. Let's see who he poured his spirit on the. And see who these Gentiles that receive the Spirit of Yahuwah really is. The book of Joel, chapter 2. Young man, Brother Tyus, Israel of C. Roy. Pick it up at verse 27. Book of Joel 2, verse 27.
Go on to the book of Joel to see it. Book of Joel to see it.
Book of Joel, chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse 27.
Wow. Look at Joel and see it. Chapter 2, verse 27 reads.
Let me read.
You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
You gonna know that I'm in the midst of Israel. Go ahead.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And none else.
I mean, it's as plain as can be, right? It's that I'm Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. Go ahead.
And my people should never be ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Verse number 28, what do you say?
Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
It's going to pass.
He said, it's going to come to pass what?
Afterward.
Mm-hmm.
That will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Go ahead, read out.
And your son and your daughter to prophesy.
He said, your son and your daughter are going to get busy, right? Go ahead, read out.
To prophesy. Your old man should dream.
Go ahead.
And your young man should see this.
Verse number 29, what do you say?
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
and also upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days, where I pour out my spirit.
So Yahweh said he would pour out his spirit. You read in the book of Acts that he poured it out on the Gentiles, right? But let's see if we can just make this plain as can be, Mother Zeke. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39. Let's take it to verse 25. Ezekiel 39, 25 through 29, Mother. Let's see who Yahweh has chosen to pour his spirit on, Mother Zeke. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 39. Let's take it to verse 25 through 29, Mother Zeke, Israel of the Royal. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 39. Because he said he pulled his spirit out. Let's read that while you were looking for that.
I got it.
Let's run back to that act, young life. Brother Titus Israel. Let's run back to that Acts chapter 10. And let's look at verse number, what was that, 44 and 45. Acts chapter 10, 44 and 45, young lion, Brother Titus Israel of City Royal. Let's set the stage one more time.
Book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 44 through 45.
Yes,
Acts
sir.
Chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the righteous spirit fell on all them which heard the word.
So the righteous spirit fell on all them that heard the word, right? Verse 45, what was this company of people?
Verse 45.
Mm-hmm.
And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished.
They was astonished why?
As many as came with Peter.
Go ahead.
Because that on the Gentiles, the northern kingdom also was poured out the gift of the righteous spirit.
So the righteous spirit is poured out on the Gentiles, right? And we know that these Gentiles, according to what we read, he said he's gonna pour out his spirit upon your sons and your daughters, right?
But what do Christianity say the Gentiles is? What do that morphine drip to your body says a Gentile is, and when they teach you on the wrong day? What they say a Gentile means? All the other nations, that's the word Gentile means. See, that's Christianity. But when you precept your Bible there, young man, Brother Titus, when you precept your Bible to 4, go on and read 4 of Matthew 4, and we're going to look at verse number 14. That's not what the Bible says Gentile means. See, that's why you got to watch the best of them run the mouth. And Christianity is a morphine drip. And it'll make you just drowsy. It'll make you so drowsy with that bad teacher. And you're very argumentative. You know why? Because you got no scriptures to back them up. That's not what Gentiles be talking about by going to Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read about what the Bible means about the Gentile according to the Bible in Matthew chapter 4. And we'll pick up verse 14. Let's read down to find out in 14 and 15. What is the Bible definition of a Gentile?
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 14 to 15. That it might be fulfilled, what was spoken by Isaiah the seer, saying, verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea,
beyond Jordan,
Galilee of the Gentiles.
So who we call it Gentile?
Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali.
The land of people of Zebulun.
Yes.
People of Naphtali. And who are these peoples of Naphtali and Zebulun? Go to Exodus chapter 1 until you come to these names. Who are these people he called Gentiles? Now you go to Exodus chapter 1. Remember, it ain't about feeding our flesh. It's about feeding this national audience to understand something. When you see the word Gentile in the Bible, The majority of the time, it's talking about the children of Israel that I'm broke away from the covenant.
Hallelujah.
It ain't got nothing to do with white man and white woman in the other nations. But it do mention about them being, but whenever you break away from the covenant of Yahweh, you can be of the 12 tribes of Israel, that makes you a Gentile.
Hallelujah.
When Zorro went to Europe, Sephardic land, he became a Gentile.
That's right.
Which also is descendant of King James VI. So, you become a Gentile when you break away from YHWH laws, statutes, and covenants. You become a Gentile. Greg, did you find these names?
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 1. Read that.
What?
Book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 1.
What?
Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
These are the names of the children of Israel.
Which came into Egypt.
That came into Egypt.
Every man in his household came with Israel.
They all came with Israel.
Verse 2. Reuben.
Reuben.
Simeon.
Simeon.
Levi.
Levi.
And Judah.
Judah.
Verse 3. Issachar.
Issachar.
Zebulun.
Oh, so Zebulun is what? Who is Zebulun's dad?
Israel.
Israel. So he called an Israelite a Gentile.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. Dan.
Dan.
Naphtali.
There goes Zebulun and Naphtali. Mm. So the one he called a Gentile is northern kingdom that broke away from the covenant. When you're not keeping the covenant, you are a Gentile. You could be a bloodline 12 tribes of Israel, but if you're not keeping the covenant, Friday night to Saturday night called the Sabbath day, you are a Gentile. You are a Gentile. Because you're not keeping the covenant that's written in this Bible. So your mama can be a Gentile. Your daddy can be a Gentile. Your brother can be a Gentile. The definition of Gentiles is those do not keep the covenant that's written in his Bible. That makes you a Gentile. You can be the bloodline of the 12 tribes of Israel, but if you're not keeping the covenant, you are a Gentile in the eyes of your maker. So when they was reading about Cornelius and them, they were Gentiles, but this whole Bible is concerning who they be a thief. Jeremiah 30 verse 4. Who this whole Bible concerns? According to Jeremiah 30 verse 4. Let's talk about what this whole Bible is concerning. 30 verse 4.
Jeremiah.
30 verse 4. Okay. Y'all go. Jeremiah chapter 4. Holler in the microphone for the world to hear about what this whole Bible is concerning according to Jeremiah 30 verse 4. Other than the microphone, for the world to hear, when you read this Bible, Jeremiah is going to tell you what this whole Bible is concerning in 30 verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 4.
Read.
Okay. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
So the word of the Bible is concerning who? The word in the Bible is concerning who?
Israel
and Judah. Israel is the northern kingdom, and Judah is the southern kingdom. So this whole Bible is concerning the 12 tribes of Israel. Back to our hill.
All right. Let's run back to that. We'll read down these big so I can get out the way. Ezekiel chapter 39, mother, 25 to 29.
Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 25 to 39.
Yes, ma'am.
Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 35 to 39.
25 to 29, mother.
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 29.
Yes, ma'am. I've heard of Yahweh talking, a little good talk around here.
Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, thus said the
Yahweh. Go ahead.
Now will I bring again the captive of
captivity. Jacob. Captivity of Jacob. Israel, go ahead.
And have
mercy
upon the whole family of Israel.
Now he said he's going to have mercy on how much Israel?
The whole family.
The whole family. The whole family consists of 12 tribes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And will be what?
And will be jealousy of my...
Jealous for my name, for my righteous name.
And will be jealousy of my righteous name.
Verse 26. Come on,
verse 26. Mm-hmm. After that, they have
born
their shame.
But after you went through the blessing and the curse, go ahead, read up.
And all trespassing whereby you have trespassed against me when you dwell safely in the land of
in their land, and what
making.
And
none made them afraid.
Verse number 27, come on, Mark.
Verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
When I had brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' land.
And sanctified
in them in the sight of many nations.
Well, many nations gonna see Yahweh work do his done, right? Verse 28. Every nation up under the heaven. Verse 28. Come on.
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Then said they.
Then shall they know
that I am the Yahweh, their Yahweh, which caused them to be led into captivity.
Where?
Into captivity.
Where?
Among the nations.
Among the nations, go ahead,
but. But I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them among any more there.
Verse number 29, what do you say?
Verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
Neither will I hide my face any more from them.
Go ahead.
For I have
poured
out my spirit upon the family of Israel, said the Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Ecclesiastes.
Make that chapter 8 or chapter 9. Make that Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
Ecclesiastes chapter
8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Give us that verse 1.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
And the boldness of his wise man, Lord of Servitude, make his face to shine, and the boldness of his face be changed.
Mm-hmm.
He's some glory.
Yeah, and what's the precept to that? Now, hey, what's the precept to that, y'all, Ryan? What our precept gonna go today? Now, what our precept today? You see, now, what do?
Read it again. Yeah, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Mother, see, read that again.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing?
Mm.
A man's wisdom make his face to shine.
A man's wisdom will make his face to shine. Mm. So now, if we edify, where we all are listening to young line
of the microphone,
who all listening to?
Boy, that's true.
Who all listening right now?
All right. Live everywhere. We live on Power Talk. We live on YouTube. We live on Facebook. And we live on Blog Talk.
So they all listen. So they all hear, like Cornelius said. We all hear, right?
Yeah.
So now, we're going to make your face shine. So
that's right.
Mother D of Israel is going to give you the precept on wisdom that make your face shine.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother said, I'm going to go and give you a precept in the 12th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pick up verse number 1 of Daniel for the precept. Well, remember, when you precept your Bible, that's how you get understanding. The first ministry you catch, precepting a Bible, that's when you know you're in a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
If they is talking a good game, you just go on to a social club gathering.
Hallelujah, of course.
Now, when you precept your Bible to get understanding, it says, make your faith shine, right? Let's find out from Daniel when you precept the Bible, chapter by Mother, D.F. Israel. Let's find out what is the precept to that. Pick up verse 1, read.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, withstanding for the children of your people.
So who is Michael?
The great prince.
The great prince. You remember they got those that called King James and Trent, they called them Great Britain, don't they?
Yeah.
So great prince. Go ahead and read.
And there shall be a time of trouble.
They say it's going to be a time of trouble.
Such as never was since there was a nation.
And it'll be a time of trouble like it never was before. Mm-hmm.
Right? Even to that same time.
And even to that same time.
And at that time. Your people shall be delivered.
Your people, he said now, at that time, your people are going to be delivered. Yeah, your people's going to be delivered, go ahead.
Everyone that shall be found written in the book.
So all the way you'll be delivered, you got to be found written in the book.
Yeah.
There's no African-American and Christian in the book. So if you up on the battle of African-American, Negro, and color, and Christian, you're not going to be found written in the book. So keep that in your mind. If you're in the ministry, they call you black, African-American, black, Hebrew, Israelite. You're not going to be found in the book. You're only going to find the one that's written in the book. Go ahead.
Verse James 12:2. And many of them that sleep in the dust.
And the ones that sleep in the dust.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
Shall awake.
And they're going to do what?
Some to everlasting life.
And some go wake up to everlasting life.
And some to shame.
What kind of shame?
And everlasting contempt.
So some going to be woke up to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of hot fire. You're going to be woke up out of the grave. The ones that don't have, that's not written in the book, they're going to wake grandmama out of the grave. And they're going to put grandmama into the fire. Grandmama going to the fire too if she's not written in this book. Yeah, grandpa too.
Yeah.
If they're not written in this book, they will be going to the fire. Grandmama and granddaddy going. Verse 3, listen good. Listen good. Jesus Christ our Lord. The wicked gonna continue to do that
serve Yahweh.
Serve Yahweh.
And him that served him not.
And they're going to be, you will know who's serving him, because you'll be keeping that Sabbath day. Come down Friday, come down Saturday. And you're going to be mine when you call on that name. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, 1 through 7, and I'm going to get back and listen to the yellow line. Deuteronomy 30. Let's read all this good stuff. Because we heard some powerful stuff earlier, but he's going to preach up even to that. So he's got the shine precept. Now, what did you get ready to read in 30 verse 1 through 7 through the Romans? You got to precept to whatever y'all was saying earlier. Remember, precept your Bible. Make sure those that hear you understand what you're doing. It's not reading a bunch of verses and you ain't explaining nothing.
Hallelujah.
Help those to get help from Yahweh. But for you. Because a Christian is dumb, is all outdoors. That is a morphine, a drip to their
soul.
They don't even know King James was from the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
They think King James is the picture they looking at, with not knowing that in the book of 3:48, young line Micaiah and Maccabees, you don't know that this is what they did to get King James to look like he looked now. This is what they did in prophecy in Malachi 3:48.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know it's in the Bible.
Maccabees 3:48.
What
does it say? Going over to the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, and picking up at verse number 48. 48 reads,
what?
And made up the temple, and the things that were within the temple, and hollowed the court.
What are you reading?
Verse 1. And it shall come to pass when all these things come upon you.
It will come to pass, all these things come upon you. All these things is upon you now. This right here is prophecy as we speak.
The blessing.
The blessing.
And the curse.
Now, what are we getting right now?
Curse.
We're getting a curse. We had the blessing. Now we're getting a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Which I have set before you.
And now I set these blessings and curses before you, mm-hmm. children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. And thou shalt call them to mind.
Now, if you thought the prejudice thing, you're not Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worshiping the Lord God Jesus, the white King James.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to your mind that these people are of color.
Mm-hmm.
They broke away from Perez.
Mm-hmm.
King James. A black man from the tribe of Judah. They are painting him to look like the Pope of Rome.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Among all the nations.
Among all the nations.
Well, Yahweh, your Yahweh has driven you.
And Yahweh will drive you. He will driven you. Children of the tribe, you will be in every nation.
Mm. Verse 2. And shall return unto Yahweh.
And all the way you're going to turn to Yahweh, you children of Israel, you many saved of brown people. The only way you're going to return back to them, Yahweh,
and shall obey his
voice. You've got to obey. That word just makes you tremble. You've got to obey. That's your problem. You won't obey anything.
Mm-hmm.
You won't do your own thing. You hear the word called, that's the word I don't like, that obey.
Mm.
But that's what you got to get up under, so obey.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
His voice according to all.
And his voice is heard every Sabbath day. You can hear the voice of the seer every Sabbath day. Go ahead.
According to all that I have commanded you.
Bread.
This day.
Bread.
You and your children.
You and your children.
With all thy mind and with all your soul.
And you can't cameo this thing. You got to put it all in like it's the last. You got to give it all you've got.
Yeah.
Every time you get on the microphone, give it all you've got.
Hallelujah.
Twice a week, give it all you've got. So it can be your last.
Yeah,
give it all you've got in Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
Verse 3.
What?
That
then,
Yahweh, your Yahweh, will turn your captivity.
You're not going to turn your captivity until you all in with this thing.
Yeah.
You've got to be all in to this right here. You got to know that your alarm went off. It's Saturday, sometimes Friday, sometimes Saturday. Mm-hmm. Your day is Yahweh. Whatever I was doing, I'm putting it to the side. I ain't doing none of that. My mind is focused on Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes Friday, sometimes Saturday. I don't care what's going on. Even if I was whooping my better head. Hey, listen. Remind me to get back to whooping you after the Sabbath day. And what I had doing, you had me around, you had your arm around my neck, and you was running in, I was taking you down.
Yeah,
remind me of what I was doing after the Sabbath day. Go ahead and read.
And have compassion upon you.
Go ahead.
And I will return and gather you from all the nations. Whether Yahweh your Yahweh has scattered you.
You see what he's saying to do? Once you get this thing right, I will return and gather you from all the nations that you are under your hand here. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
What?
If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost part of heaven.
Now, he's telling me to my own earth, not to heaven up in the west.
He's
driven all around this heaven. This heaven was to you. But now it's hell to you because you won't keep the law.
Mm-hmm.
You won't keep no covenant. Mm-hmm. You won't keep the statutes. Now it's hell to you.
Yeah.
From this will Yahweh, your Yahweh, gather you.
He gonna gather you.
And from this will he fetch you.
He gonna fetch you.
Verse 5.
Right.
And Yahweh, your Yahweh, will bring you into the land which your father possessed.
He's going to bring you back to your land, and your land is not Arkansas. Your land is not Arkansas.
Alabama,
Crosville. That ain't your land. Prairie.
And thou shalt possess it.
And that's your possession.
And he will do you good.
And he's going to do you good.
And multiply you above your father.
Pray.
Verse 6. and Yahweh, your Yahweh, will circumcise thy mind.
He's going to circumcise your mind.
And, mind of your seed.
Of your seed.
To love Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Love you some Yahweh.
With all thy mind.
All your mind. Give it all you got.
And with all your soul.
Go ahead.
That you may live.
You gonna live.
Mm.
And let me get one more question. Hold that point. Back up our mouth and give me what. Now, you wanna live? This is how you live. 20:31 of St. John. So you wanna live? You wanna live up on the banner of Yahweh? Let me show you how you got to live. St. John, mother, D.F. Israel, 20:31. Now, you wanna know the definition of how to live? Let's read it out the Bible. St. John 20:31. How do you live?
St. John 20:31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life.
You have what?
Life.
That means you can live.
You might have life through his name.
You got to have a name right. You got to have a name right. You got to denounce that Lord God and Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, Jehovah. The name gives you life. That goes to the young line.
Let me add one on with your Titus with that light. That's what I want to add one on. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Let's pick it up at chapter,
Matthew chapter 13, verse 43.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Then shall the righteousness shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Mm-hmm. So the righteous is the one that's going to shine forth as the sun. We know the righteous that we can read is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, Brother Titus. And he still got to shine forth as the sun. And Mother D.F. Israel, you can give me, if your light shine, he said your light got to shine forth as the sun. Give me, hand me Matthew chapter 5 and give me verse 14 down to verse number 16. So you got this shine on you, that means you gotta have something with you too. So we go see how this goes. Let me give you Luke chapter 12, verse 12 and 2 in a second too, but I'm gonna get it in with Brother Titus. This is real. See, Roy.
Hallelujah.
Let's see what that says, Mother Z. What do you say, Mother Z?
Where?
Go
where?
Huh?
Go where?
Read that Matthew chapter
13:43
again,
folks. Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Then shall the righteousness shine forth as the sun.
Right there. So the righteousness is going to be the one that shine forth as the sun. So, Brother
Titus. Yes, sir.
What's the biblical definition of right?
We're going to Deuteronomy 6:25.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 6, verse 25 reads,
mm-hmm.
And it should be our righteousness.
It should be our righteousness.
If we observe to do all these commandments.
Uh-huh.
Before Yahweh, our Yahweh.
That's right.
As he had commanded us.
So it's our righteousness if we do these first five books of the Bible, the law. So if you want to do some shining,
mm-hmm.
You got to be doing some righteousness, which is the first five books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, that was the front of the book. Let's see what he said in the back of the book. I'm going to add something on to this. He said in the book of Romans chapter 7. We're going to pick it up at verse number 12. That
for all those ones that say, hey, that's not, I don't just read the Old Testament, is what they want to call it, but we'll go to the continuation of the book. So the continuation of the book has something else to say. And let's see, Paul said something. And let's see what he pulled the scripture in Romans chapter 7. I'm going to read this myself. So I'm going to call on me because I got to get my blessings in too now.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 7, verse number 12, read. Wherefore, the law is right.
Mm-hmm.
And the law is righteous and just and good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get into this kingdom, and you want to shine forth as the sun, and he said you want to be the kingdom with the Father, you got ears to hear, then hear. You got to have the first five books. You got to be a Romans chapter 2, verse 13, Brother Titus.
What
did
he say?
Yeah, Romans chapter
2,
verse
13.
What
did
he say?
Well, Romans chapter 2, verse 13 reads, but not hearers of the law are just.
So you can't just be a hearer of this law and be think you're just.
But doers.
But you got to be, that means you got to have show some action. There got to be some action with this law. I mean, you got to apply this thing in your life. That's how it got to go. You can hear all you want to hear. But you got to say, those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Well, you got ears to hear, now you got to become a doer of this law.
Yeah.
That's what you got to become. Now, we ain't doing no law then. We not justified. He said, you just hear. Now, he said, your light got to shine. I mean, he said you got to shine. He said shine forth. But let's see. Now we're gonna see how this about to go, Mother D. of Israel. I know you was holding something for me, Matthew chapter 5. Now give me verse 14 down to verse 16, because the righteous gotta do some shine.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16.
That's right.
Verse 14. You are the light of the world.
Uh-huh.
A city that is set on and heal cannot be hid.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle mm-hmm. and put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick.
That's right.
And it gives light unto all that are in the house.
Verse 16.
16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works mm-hmm. and honor your Father, which is in heaven.
So that we know your light has to shine. Mm-hmm. Now, what's this light?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, somebody, let's get a precept, because remember, you got to shine forth. You understand? But when you shine forth, he said, let that light shine.
That's
that means
right.
You got some light on you. So let's go find out what this light is. Let's get some precepts going on. If somebody give me help me out here. And let's get some light going on.
Yeah, hold the belt up, Mother D. You doing all right, Mother D. Right. Hold the belt up. You receive it this time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're going to find out what this light is.
Hallelujah.
So, let's go over to this book of, what I want, something out of Proverbs.
That's right.
And I'm going to go to Proverbs chapter 6. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 23, Mother D. Let's find out, your light got to shine, and you want to shine forth to reach to this kingdom.
Mm.
That means you got to have something on you to get that light around you.
Yes.
So let's find out what this light is that we can read.
Turn that light on.
We're going to Proverbs. We're going to pick it up in chapter 6, and we're going to read verse. We're going one verse out of it. Look at verse 23 and see what this light is.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23 For the commandments is a lamp.
What? Now, did we just hear say something about some light and some lamps and stuff like that, right? All right, so we know that the commandments is a lamp.
Mm.
What else he says about him, Mother?
And the law is light and reproof of instruction.
Correction of instruction. That's right, reproof, Mother. You said that correct. So it's a correction of instructions. Wait, how?
The way of life.
So if you want some life in you, that means you want some light in you, you have to get some law in you to get some shine.
Hallelujah.
But he also lets you know, he say, remember, he say, for the good works. Now, we're going to come back and preach that next. We're going to come back over that Mother D. of Israel. We're going to look and preach something out of that. And I'm going to give you some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I'm going out straight deal right now.
Yeah.
And watch and see
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going back. I'm still looking for one more precept on his life.
I got one.
Hallelujah. Pull it on out for me.
All right.
All right, go on over there, Ella. I already know where you're going.
Let's look at Baruch,
Brother
D. of Israel.
Hallelujah. What?
Baruch chapter 4.
All right. Hallelujah.
Verse 1 and 2. Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah. Baruch chapter 4,
verses
1 and 2.
Hallelujah.
What? Okay. This is the book of the commandments of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And the law that endures forever.
Yes, ma'am.
All they that keep it shall come to life.
Mm-hmm.
But such as leave it shall die.
Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Turn you, O Israel,
mm-hmm.
and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light. Thereof, that you mayest be illuminated.
Mother
D got something
over there for
us. St. John chapter 1, verse 4. down to verse 9, I believe.
Oh.
St. John chapter 1, verse 4. St. John chapter 1, verse 4, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Verse 5. Mm-hmm. And he and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Verse 6. There was a man sent from Yahweh, whose name was John. Verse 7. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Ask the priest up.
Hallelujah. Wow.
We know that. Ask the priest up, Mother.
Hallelujah. Ask that. Hallelujah. Well, like the that's come to find out that we know that Yahweh the Son is that light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask the precept, Mother. See, good read.
Hallelujah. Wow. Let me give you Luke chapter 12, verse 12 and 2, Brother Chad. So we're going to be going off of a straight deal. And bring that out for me, Mother D.F. Israel. Get some Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And we at VOTTY, we believe that. We hold on to this whole entire word. And we know that the righteous spirit is going to teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And let me get a precept to that. First they bid. Help me out. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse number 19. See what he said on over there. Go to Matthew chapter 10. Give me verse number 19.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
That's right.
For when they delivered you up,
mm-hmm.
take no thought how or what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm.
For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Mm-hmm. So when the righteous spirit is going to teach you what you have to say in that very same hour. We got to take on thought of what you have to say. Because we know the righteous spirit is going to be doing the teaching.
Yes.
And that's going to be giving you what to say. Help me out here, Brother Titus. Let's see what's going on in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 6. Let's see how this spirit is going to operate when he comes in that very same hour and teach you what you ought to say. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 6. And let's see what this bright, how this righteous spirit will operate. And then, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. How that waiting on?
From the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel the 5th, chapter 10.
That's right.
Put the mic
here. Verse 10. Keep it going, son. Okay.
Verse 10, chapter 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6
reads.
What it read?
And the spirit of Yahweh will come upon you.
Uh-huh.
And you shall prophesy with them.
Uh-huh.
And shall be turned unto another man.
So when the spirit come upon you, you're going to be turned to another man. And you're going to be popping some books. And when the spirit come upon you, he also go, you're going to be leaving. This thing will be turned to another man. So what you going to have when the Spirit come upon you and you're going to be going to prophesying?
Mm-hmm.
And what you going to be left with in Daniel chapter 9, verse 22? And then he said prophesying. I want to add something to prophesying, right? It was something that happened in the book of Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. What was going on over there, Brother Titus? Have me something over there waiting in Numbers chapter 11. Something I'm looking for out of there.
That's big talking on. So when the spirit of Yahweh come on you, you'll do what again?
He said you're going to be doing some prophesying.
And you'll be doing some prophesying. So, other titles.
Yes, sir.
Then what we're supposed to see in you when the Spirit of Yahweh come upon you that we can read? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. Let's see, when the Spirit of Yahweh come upon you and you prophesy, right? Let's see what will happen to you that we're supposed to be able to look at you and see something in you when the Spirit of Yahweh and not the devil is on you. Because you can be, the devil can be on you just doing some talking, some good talk. But the same joke, you want to make sure the right Spirit on you by looking at Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. What's got to happen when Yahweh working with you? That we can read. Ezekiel
11:19.
Brother Titus, bring it out.
Book Ezekiel.
Have neither precept.
Chapter 11, verse 19.
22.
All right,
there again.
36, 22. Have
his precept. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19. And I will give them one mind. And I will put a new spirit within you. And take the stony mind out of their flesh.
Oh, so when you prophesize in the right way in Yahweh, he removed what?
Stony mind.
Remove that old stony mind you got, that old stiff neck you got.
Mm.
He remove all that. You would not be really like a stiff neck person. That stony mind. You're doing it up under Yahweh. You're not doing it for yourself. You remove that stony mind from you. Go ahead.
Out of their flesh, it will give them a mind of flesh.
And I will give them a mind to understand my word with the right spirit. You'll know how to handle this sharp two-edged sword that we're not reading in Hebrews 4:12. You better handle this thing. This is a sharp stuff here.
Hallelujah.
You got to use this right. You know, like you and the priest up there, young lion.
Hey, you going to,
36.
I need a priest, right?
Yeah.
All right. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 22. 22, read. Therefore, say unto the family of Israel, thus says the Yahweh, I do not this for your sake, O family of Israel, but for my righteous name's sake, which you have profaned among the 17 nations.
Yeah, well, get on down to
26.
I'm gonna get right down to
20. All right. 26 and 27. Verse
26
and 27. A new mind also will I give you.
Yes.
And a new spirit will I put within you.
Right.
And I will take away the stony mind out of your flesh, and I will give you a mind of flesh.
So he'll take away all that stony mind, you know, that stony mind from you, give you of the right spirit, you better deliver this two-head sharp sword the right way. You cut them up real nice. You know, you do it right. Go ahead and read.
All right, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you.
Oh, so you're going to have whose spirit?
My spirit, Yahweh's
spirit in you. Go ahead and read.
And cause you to walk in my law.
And I'm going to have you to walk in. That means you're going to lead by example. You can't tell nobody to keep the Sabbath day unless you keep it.
Hallelujah. And you should keep my judgment.
Yeah.
And do them.
And what?
And do them.
Back to the young
lions. Hallelujah. Right. So we got to do some laws and when Yahweh going to put that righteous spirit inside of you so you can get your prophesying that word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go back and find out what that we was going somewhere else with that too. Adding something on to it. And we was going over there to the book of, who told us something for?
I was told
Daniel 9:22. Hallelujah. When the right, when you get to prophesying, and he put that spirit inside of you, when we was reading in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 6, you're going to turn into another man. You had that.
Or another woman.
What you going to have when that righteous spirit? We're going to give you in Daniel chapter 9, verse 22.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skills and understanding.
So when you get to doing the prophesying, you're going to be prophesying, you're going to have the skills and understanding.
Yeah.
Well, I want to pull out, a, I Numbers chapter 11. And I'm going to pick this up. I'm going to hold this one down. In the book of Numbers chapter 11, I'm going to pick it up at verse number 16. In the book of Numbers chapter 11, verse 16, it reads, "And Yahweh said unto Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them into the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with you." Verse 17, "And I would come down and talk with you, Moses, there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon you, Moses, and will put it upon them, 70 elders. And they shall bear the burden, 70 elders shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bury not by yourself, and not yourself alone." I'm going to drop down. I'm going to pick it up at verse number 24. 24 reads. We're going to Numbers chapter 11. We drop it down to verse 24. 24 reads. "And Moses went out and told the people the words of Yahweh, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the temple." Verse 25. "And Yahweh came down in a cloud," not a spaceship. "Yahweh came down in the cloud and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, Moses, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not see." That's something else I want to point out here, because when you go to prophesying and you don't be doing no season, let's see how people go respond to you this time when you get the spirit put upon you. And let me get Proverbs chapter 1:23 hold for me, Mother D. F. Israel. Go find out what this spirit is.
Hallelujah.
And Numbers, we're going to now read Numbers chapter 11. We're going to pick it up at verse 26. "And there remained two of the men in the camp. And the name of the one was Eldad. And the name of the other one, Medad. And the spirit rested upon them.
Yeah.
And they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the temple." And they prophesied in the camp. So you're going to be doing prophesying in the camp, right?
And when
you get that spirit rested upon you, right? But let's get a case of point here, because these things happen. In 27, "And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad, you prophesied in the camp." Verse 28. "And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Yahweh Moses forbid them." Verse 29. "And Moses said unto them, Image you for my sake, with Yahweh, that all the Yahweh's people were sealed, and that the Yahweh will put his spirit upon them." So when you get to doing the prophesying inside the camp, when you get that spirit rested upon you, you will be doing speaking some book. You'll be popping some booking. You got to be running up.
And the elders and the seers will be very happy to see all that progress. We don't envy. We would be pulling for you. We pull for you. We trying to help get you up there. So when we come in on you, it's to get you up there.
Hallelujah.
We want you to throw down.
Hallelujah. That's right. Now let's find out what this spirit that was going on inside the camp. Let's see if we add a little bit more on to this. What's that spirit, Mother D.F. Israel, that we can read?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Shall you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
I'm going to pour my spirit unto you like I did with Moses them back in that camp. I've dropped that spirit down up on you.
I will make known my word to you.
And what's that spirit he made known to them?
His word.
It was that word. They got to pop some books. That's what they was going around doing in the camp, popping some books.
And how long that word is endured there? First three of Deuteronomy. How long that word endure in you? What's that word in you? How long you have it in you?
I was going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna,
which you know is not.
That's right.
Neither does your father know, that he might make you know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, do man live.
So man lives by the word that comes out of Yahweh's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you live, man, woman. You live by what he says, not what your pokem says. Your pokem is telling you the wrong name, the wrong date, telling you he all on January the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Your poke is from Satan the devil.
Hallelujah.
That's in your line.
Hallelujah. So let me see, can I add on something with that about that word in Isaiah? Give me Isaiah chapter 40, Brother Tyler. And Isaiah chapter 40, give me verse number, pick it up at verse number 8.
Go to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
The grass withered.
Grass withered.
The flower faded.
Flower faded.
But the word of our Yahweh should stand forever.
And the word of our Yahweh is going to stand forever.
And now
help me out, Brother Titus, because we know this word going to stand forever. What he's saying, well, you know we're going to get the skills and understand. Right? And we know we're going to get that when you got that right spirit upon you, you're going to be having that word. You're going to be popping that book. As he says there, you're going to be popping some books. Let's go over to 13, Brother Titus. And pick it up at chapter 2. Let's just give me verse number 1.
All right, we're going to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew near that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, verse 2, I go the way of all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Verse 3, and keep the charge of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his ways. To keep his statutes and his commandments.
That's right.
And his judgments and his testimony, as it is written in the law of Moses.
So Moses, King David, he charged his son Solomon.
Yeah.
Before he left, he passed this thing on. He passed that law on to his son.
Mm.
He told him as this thing is written in the law of Moses.
Yeah.
And what else he says with that?
That you may prosper in all that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatsoever you turn is yourself. Verse 4. That Yahweh may continue his word, which he spake concerning me. Said, if your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their mind and with all their soul, there should not fail you, said he, a man on the throne of Israel.
So if you do this thing as it's written, he said, a man of Israel is not going to, a man of Israel, he said he shouldn't lose the throne, but he has to continue in the word.
Yeah.
You got to continue in the word to be able for Yahweh to work with you. So that's why, you see, he passed this thing down to his boy. So this boy, he said, hey, this is something. If you want some of this good old thing that I got going on with the Yahweh, you got to keep these laws. That's what you gotta keep. If you wanna sit on this throne with, like I sat on this throne, you gotta keep some law. You gotta have some skills and some understanding. You gotta let that right spirit get to you and be a teacher. That's what you gotta let be going on. And Solomon got his leg. Solomon got his leg. Let's see what we can pull out. Solomon got his leg.
Yeah.
It was something that was written, right? Let me pull this out. Where I want to go with this. Now, the song that I want,
you got Janelle over there.
All right, Elder. I know y'all why I bring all things back to how I remember. And it was something that was reading out about Solomon, and he got his list. He got that wisdom.
All right.
From Yahweh.
First Kings, chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what I need too. Verse 10, chapter 4.
And your mind, have a priest up in 2 Chronicles 1:12-17.
Okay, we're going over to the 1 Kings, chapter 4. And we're picking up at verse number 29. In the book of 1 Kings, I'm going to pop this one on out. 1 Kings, chapter 4, verse 29 reads, "And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, esteeming much and largeness of mind, even as the sand that is on the seashore." Verse 30. "And Solomon's wisdom exceeded the wisdom of all the children of the East country, and all the wisdom of East." 31. "For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezraite, and Heman, and Karkor, and Darda, the sons of Mohawk. And his fame was in all nations round about."
All right,
First
Chronicles chapter 1, 7 down to verse 12,
by Titus Mike. All right, we're going to First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 to 12. First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 down to 12. "And the sons of Javon."
Mm-hmm.
What
you read? First Chronicles chapter 1, 7 down to verse 12.
First Chronicles chapter 1.
Second Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 7 to 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7. "And that night did Yahweh appear to Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I should give you. Verse 8. And Solomon said unto Yahweh, Why has you showed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to reign in his stead?" Hold on. Read me verse 8. "And Solomon said unto Yahweh, You have showed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to reign in his stead." Verse 9. "Now, O Yahweh, let your promise unto David, my father, be established. You have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude." Verse 10. "Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, before folk. Who can judge this your people that is so great?" Verse 11. "And Yahweh said to Solomon, Because this was in your mind, you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but you have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people, over whom I made you king." Verse 12. "Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither should there any after you have the like."
So nobody's going to be richer than who?
Solomon.
Solomon.
So when that young rapper, Kanye, said he's the richest black man ever lived, he not telling the truth, is he?
No.
No.
Hallelujah. Well, so we come to find out that Solomon is the richest and the wisest one. But there was something that was said in, let's go back and let's read that First King, Brother Titus. We go back with me and read that first 10. We've been talking about through these names throughout this week. Let's go get a little history report. And they will love black history so much.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do a little history report. Let's get back to doing a little bit. Let's add on to this week a little history report. Let's go back to that first 10, chapter 4. And let's find out a little bit about these names in 1 Kings chapter 4. And give me verse, I want 31, it's my hit. I want you to bring 30 in with
me. The book of 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 30. 30 and 31? 30
and 31.
1 Kings chapter 4, verse 30. And Solomon's wisdom, excellent the wisdom of all the children of the east country,
mm-hmm.
and all the wisdom of Egypt.
Read that again.
1 Kings chapter 4, verse 30. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country,
mm-hmm.
and all the wisdom of Egypt. Verse 31. For he was wiser than all men. Than Ethan. Than Ezrahite. And Heman.
And Heman, okay. Uh-huh.
And Charco. And Bada.
Uh-huh.
The sons of Mahom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all. Stop right there. Now, who are these individuals that we can read? Let's go find out who are, because remember, we're talking about Solomon. We know Solomon comes from David. We know he come from the lineage of, well, let's find out who Solomon come from. When we go, matter of fact, we're going to find all of that. We're going to find all of that. So let's get a case of point here, and let's go over there, Sister A.B. I need you to go over here with me to Genesis. And I want you to read something in the book of Genesis and pick it up at chapter 38. And I want you to read me verse number, I just want to get right down to the point when everybody came into effect. So we'll get Cain was born. All right, so we'll get right down to it. And pick me up at verse number 20, verse 27. Matter of fact, give me Genesis chapter 38. And pick it up at, give me verse number 12. Start at verse number 12.
Chapter 38, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
In the process of time, the daughter of Shinnah, Judah's wife, died.
Uh-huh.
And Judah was
comforted. Uh-huh.
And went up unto his seashore.
Uh-huh.
To Timnath.
Timnath.
He and his friend Hiram.
Uh-huh. A Dulamite. Continue reading.
Verse 13. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, your father-in-law goeth up to
Timnath.
To shear his sheep.
That's right.
Verse 14. And she put her widow's garment off from her and covered her with a veil.
What kind of clothes she had on?
Widow's garment.
What they call it again? A what?
A widow's garment.
So she had on a garment, right?
Right.
All right, continue to read.
And covered her with a veil.
Uh-huh.
And wrapped herself and sat in an open place.
Uh-huh.
Which is by the way to Timnah.
Uh-huh.
For she saw that Shelah was grown.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not given unto him to wife.
Verse 15.
When Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot.
Uh-huh.
Because she had covered her face.
Okay, so what happened after that?
Verse 16. And he turned unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray you, and let me come into you. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And she said, what will you give me that you may have come into me?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17. And he said, I will send you a kid from the flock. And she said, will you give me a pledge? Will you spend it? Verse 18. And he said, what pledge shall I give you? And she said, you signet your signet.
Mm-hmm.
And your bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And your staff that is in your hand, And he gave it to her and came in to her, and she was conceived by him. Verse 19. And she arose and went away and led by her veil from her and put on the garment of her widowhood.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Now, let's drop down now. Let's get down to the crux of the things now. So now we know that Tamar, she went out there and played a harlot with her father-in-law.
Yeah.
And she wanted, because she felt like, hey, you're supposed to marry me to the other boy.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to get that. So she played a harlot with her father-in-law because she felt like, hey, you ain't keep your word.
That's right.
So, after that, she went out there, got the bump and grind going on. She gave a little few little things, you understand? So to make sure that, you know, everything is kosher right now. You know, so I get a little couple, some place, I get that kid, but you got that over there by those blocks I got over there, hold down my jewelry, hold down my signet, you know, which is my line, and I'm going to give you my thrust. I'm going to give you my rod. I'm going to give you my rod.
Now, but here's the point. No, he said, he promised her that what he was going to do for her about some up-the-road kids. He said, what I can work with now.
Right.
You give me that, what you got there.
You give me that right now?
Yeah, I'm not going with that, but you got the road for me. Now, you got some people right there.
I'm going to come back.
I'm going to come back and pay you.
Yeah.
But he said, no. Yeah. Just give me something to hold.
Father-in-law, 3 months pregnant with a baby in the womb. How come that bum And she just been, now they put the cameras on those shooters. Mm-hmm. They said, man, your house, somebody was out there whoring. Mm-hmm. She was on the street corners, and we ain't do nothing with her. But she had to do something. She pop up with this baby in her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened after that?
Stand by the night. Stand by the man.
By the man.
Who these are?
Now, who are these?
Am I what child?
I'm a child by the man who his staff belongs to, who his signet belongs to, and what else it was? It was one more thing. It was a chain or something.
Bracelet.
It was a bracelet.
Bracelet.
They gave all the jewels. I gave you my signet. You know that was the jewel. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's the signet. You know, I got that line on that thing.
Yep.
The jackpot going on.
Mm.
And then he got his bracelet going on, too.
Mm.
And he said, I give you my royal staff with it. You know, I'm a law man. It's my rod. I stand on his law. So what else he says after that? When she say, whoever I'm pregnant by, that it belongs to them.
Mm.
What did he read?
And he said, discern. I pray you.
Now I need you to discern now. All this law you got in you.
Whose are these?
All this what?
The signet.
The signet.
And bracelet.
It's bracelet.
And staff.
He has three different things that belong to who? Read verse 26.
Verse 26. And Judah acknowledged them.
He acknowledged them. He's like, oh, I've been missing. Yeah, I missed these. Wait a minute. It's like, you know, you been your jewelry gone and all your stuff gone, then you see it pop back up. It's like, now I've been looking for these.
He acknowledged it, huh?
Yeah, but I'm acknowledging what I just done.
Let me get a precept on that. He acknowledged it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hear me out, Moses. Give me, when you find out you an average, you supposed to acknowledge that you were wrong.
Uh-huh.
See, people be able to be like this character's commercial, brother, fight and switch.
Right. Yeah,
when
right.
You're wrong, you're wrong. You got the wrong name. You're doing everything wrong according to the Bible. You won't do right.
Mm-hmm.
1:13. Timothy, come on up.
Hallelujah.
Well, see, when you find out you're wrong, you both do a 1:13 of Timothy. When you find out that that King James is a black man,
mm-hmm.
When you find out the Pope is from Satan to death,
mm-hmm.
Everything the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints, they teach from Satan to death, they wrong. And you can read they wrong, but you still want to be like a terrorism commercial. You want to fight this switch.
That's right.
1:13, bring it.
Verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer?
You see, you're a blasphemer until the truth comes, Fred.
And a persecutor.
And a persecutor. You already kicked them out of the ring.
Help out,
young man.
Persecuting and injurious.
So otherwise you done some damage to folks. You make people body parts all loose and it move where they want to move.
Yeah.
You make people, you let people have tricky knees behind your business and leave it.
But I obtained mercy. Because I did it ignorantly.
See, once you find out that you've been in the Catholic Church, Latter-day Saints, all these Christian religions, you got to confess. I've done it because I thought I was doing wrong, right? But I found I was doing wrong.
Then you can
attain what?
And unbelief.
You can attain what? Mercy.
Mercy.
See, y'all, when you repent that you know you're wrong, you know you got all the certificates on the wall, all in your briefcase, and they all from Satan the devil. You got to come clean. I was talking wrong. Great. And you got to give Yahweh to give you his mercy. All right, on that 1:13. So he'll give you the mercy once you repent that you're out of order by keeping Sunday and Lord God and Jesus. Back to the young man.
Hallelujah. Well. So here he is right now. We come up with our father, David. He acknowledged the things that this belongs to him. So he realized, like, this is mine. So that means I've done this thing. But let's see how he responded. The same way as Paul recognized that he was just the same blaspheming. He was ignorant of it, though.
Yeah.
But Yahweh had mercy on him because he didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's find out how we supposed to conduct ourselves, how Father conducts himself when he had figured out he done wrong. Genesis 38. Take it back up where you left off at, Brother Titus.
I'm at the middle of verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 26. And said, she had been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, mm-hmm. my son. And he knew her again, no
he
more.
Never, and he never touched her again. Mm-hmm. He ain't bumped and grind with that thing no more. He said, you got what you got out of me. You done that out of righteousness. I broke my vow with you. Mm-hmm. I didn't stand on what I was supposed to stood on. And, well, that's another story. All right, but let's continue to read.
All right, verse 27. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb.
So now she got twins in her womb. Now Judah could have had twins. Now let's find out something about these twins.
Verse 28.
28.
And it came to pass when she travailed.
When she travailed.
That the one put out his hand.
Now one put out his hand.
And the midwife took the bound upon his hand.
Uh-huh. So the midwife put a bound, she put the bound around upon his hand. What color?
A scarlet thread.
So a red thread went on his hand. Bound.
Took a bound upon his hand.
Uh-huh.
A scarlet thread.
Uh-huh.
Saying, this came out first.
So now he penetrated, came out that womb first, popped that hand on out. You know. Now, he came out first, he tied a scarlet around his hand. Because remember, twins coming out the womb. Continue to read.
Verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back.
Now, he did what?
As he drew back his hand.
Now, he drew back his hand. Mm. We're going to touch on that. We're going to touch on a little bit on that about that drawing back.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let's just hit that now. Mother, see, give me Hebrews chapter 10. Give me verse 35 and verse 36.
Hallelujah. Cool.
Now remember, now the first one came out and he drew his hand back, but he had a scarlet thread on his hand, and he drew back. What Yahweh got to say about you when you draw back, Mother Z? What he says about you when you draw back?
The book of Hebrews, salute for evil, chapter 10, verse. What verse
did you say? Give me verse 35 and verse 36.
Verse 35 and 36. Genesis chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Verse 30. The book of Hebrews, prelude for Hebrew.
Prelude for the book of the Israelites. So we're going to the book of Hebrew. The book of the Israelites.
Yeah. Book of Hebrew, the book of Israelites,
that's right.
Chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Is that right?
Yes, read me that. Matter of fact, give me 36 down to 39.
The book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 37 to 39, verse 36. But ye have me... need patience that after ye have done the will of Yahweh, ye might receive the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38,
mm-hmm.
Now the just shall live by faith,
uh-huh.
But if any man draw back.
If any man draw back. Remember, he came in, he came out the womb, he threw his hand back.
My soul shall have no place in him.
So he got no pleasure in him. So if you draw back, like we read about the firstborn that came out of the twins, the first one that came out of Tamar. He drew his hands back after she put the scarlet red and said he came out first, but he drew back. What do y'all want to say about that? He have no what? He have no pleasure in you if you draw back. But what did he say in verse 39?
Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto
perdition.
Perdition, but of them that believe to the
saving
of souls.
So he said, we not of them that draw back. Now let's find out who didn't draw back. Let's go back over there, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's pick it back up at Genesis chapter 38. Let's come back to where you left off at.
All right, I'm at verse 29.
29, read.
Genesis chapter 38, verse 29. And it came to pass as he drew back his head.
And Yahweh ain't got no pleasure in him.
Yeah. That beheld his brother came out.
Uh-huh.
And she said, how has you broken forth?
As you have broken forth, the one whose anger for the Juno drawn back. This one broke forth.
This breach be upon you.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, his name was called Perez.
So Perez came out after his brother. Mm-hmm. And what was his brother's name? Read verse 30.
Verse 30. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand.
Now he had a scarlet thread upon his hand. His brother's name was what?
And his name was called Zorah.
His name was called who?
Zorah.
Zorah. Now let's find out something about these two brothers. Now, let's go to Numbers chapter 26, Brother Titus. And we remember those names that we saw earlier, Charcoal, and Ethan, and what was another name we saw? So we're going to read these names we saw. Let's go to the book of Numbers chapter 26. And give me, pick it up at verse number 19, Brother Titus. Go to Numbers chapter 26, give me verse number 19. And down, all the way down, we're going to get a distinguish between these two sons. The book of Numbers chapter 26, verse 19 down to verse 22. What it reads?
The book of Numbers chapter 26, verse 19 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 26, verse 19. And the sons of Judah,
were Ur.
And Onan.
And
Onan died in the hand of Canaan.
Okay. Onan dead. In the land of Canaan.
Yes. Verse 20. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were Shelah.
Shelah.
The family of Shelahites.
So you got there. Shelah has some boys, Shelahites.
That is
from the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
And Onan, they dead.
Mm.
So we got Shelah left.
Yeah.
Of the family of the Shelahites. Of the Judas boy.
That's a whole other lesson.
I'm just throwing that out there though. He around though. We don't get too much about him, but we got another brother out here now. And keep something in mind. He's older than us.
But who gonna bring him out his boy?
And keep that in mind. Now all we hear about is Judah, and you just not learning about you hear about Judah, but you gotta hear about his son. You just not learning about Noah. You always talk about Perez, but you don't ever talk about his twin brother.
Hallelujah.
You don't talk about your older brother, the Shelah.
Mm.
You don't talk about him neither.
Hallelujah.
See the read, Brother Titus. So let's find out a little bit more about these sons of Judah.
The family of the Shelahites.
We got the family of the Shelahites. Of
Perez.
Of Perez. Uh-huh.
The family of Perezites.
So the family of Perezites.
Of Zorah.
Of Zorah.
The family of Zorahites.
The Zorahites. All right. 21.
21. And the sons of Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Were Hezron. The family of the Hezronites.
Mm-hmm.
And Hezriel. The family of the Hezrolites. 22. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them. Mm-hmm. 318,500.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So now we know that we got Judah on the scene, but we know he got another boy named
26.
Zorah. Now we got to find out about this Zorah. And we got to find out about his son. Let's go to First Chronicles, Mother D.F. Israel, Leviticus chapter 2, And we're going to pick it up at verse number, matter of fact, give me 4:5 and verse number 6.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. Chapter 2, verse 4 down to verse 6.
First Chronicles
chapter 2. Yes, ma'am. 4:5 and verse number 6.
Okay.
Matter of fact, Brother Titus, bring that out. Brother Titus, bring it out.
Are you going to the book of First Chronicles? Chapter 2, verse 4 to 6. First Chronicles chapter 2. Verse 4 to 6. First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 4.
Read.
And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bare him Perez and Zerah.
Mm-hmm.
All the sons of Judah were 5. Verse 5. The sons of Perez, Hezron and Hilel. Verse 6. And the sons of Zerah, Zimri and Ethan and Heman and Chakor and Darah, 5 of them in all.
So these was the sons that we was reading about in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 31.
Mm.
Now, we're going to get some information about these sons that was over there.
But you know, it's a very important statement. Now, when you name somebody Chaco, he must be
dark.
So you gave him a name for a reason. So when you call somebody Chaco, his name is Chaco, but that name is very important later on next week if you find out about it.
Hallelujah.
You might find out from me online. I don't know. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. We're gonna pick up about Zoe's boys. And that's what we want to read a little bit about Zoe's boys and why we don't really see too much or hear too much about them today. Now, this is a mystery. It might as well be, because it's like, it's like a shock to the world.
Yeah.
And everybody want to know, who are these Zoe's boys? And what happened to these Zoe's boys?
And one name is Charco.
And one name is Charco.
That means he is jet black. What do it say in Ecclesiastes 4:16? What does it say in 4:16 that we can read?
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes
4:16.
Chapter 4, verse 16. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation.
So Charcoal have a descendant. And he's right before your eyes in plain view, and we ain't got a clue who he is. It's no end to the people. So what are people you reading this Bible is no end. Chaco have a descendant today. And they right before your eyes in plain view, but they're here before you. Back to the young life.
Hallelujah. Well, now, we want to read a little something about his name, Chaco. And let's go pick it up at verse, now pull out the book, the Negro Crescent, part 6. But before we go read that, let me read some historical facts for black history. Let's read some historical facts about where we can get something to happen with Zoe. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for Zoe, boy. So we're going to find out something about Zoe. We're going to read something about the ancient in Greece, the Achaeans and the Trojans. I'm going to read something, so just listen very clearly. Let me see that mic. So we're going to make sure we bring this out real loud. All right, so we're going to read something here about, this is page 1. This is from the ancient Greeks, the Achaeans and the Trojans. It's a historical document fact. Hallelujah.
He said to
Now, let's see what it says right here. I'm going to read, pick it up as the third paragraph. Yeah, you got one of these too, Brother Tyler. You ever got one too. Now, let me pick it up in, it says right here, I'm going to pick it up right here where it says the Danites. I got to get you one too, Mother D.F. Israel. I think I did give you one. All right, we'll get you another. We'll get you one. I got you, Mother D.F. Matter of fact, here go the first page right here.
Well, look, give me that one page that title, so I'll run it off. Go ahead, go down. Keep going.
All right. Matter of fact, it's not this page. You don't want to get a copy of this. Copy wrong. We'll get you one of them, but this is the first. I ain't make a lot of them. I'm pick it up at this, the ancient Greeks, the Achaeans, and the Trojans. I'm going to read, pick it up at verse. Mic check. Plug that in, Sister A.B., and plug in. All right, it says, the Danites, who left Egypt before the Exodus, under the leader Daniel, took the majority of the Greek cities, Argos, Pylos, Sparta, Mycenae, and others. The Judites, who left Egypt before the Exodus, were under the leadership of two brothers named Charcoal and Jarger, whose father was Zorah, who was one of the two sons of Judah. The city of Athens in Attica, which is in eastern Greece, and the city of Troy along the northern Turkey. Charcoal took Athens and Jarger took Troy. These two probably originated from the city of Sardis in Egypt. The Greek cities at that time were occupied by prehistoric Greeks, who were once part of the Hellenic Empire. Now I'm going to drop down to the next verse.
That was some big information, boy, that was just given. That was laying the foundation down. Finally about the number. Everybody exists today. They migrated. They migrated. They taking their name with them.
Hallelujah.
And them people, right before your eyes, right now in plain view, but they really are missing to you because you are Christian.
Now, if you drop down, when we drop down and read another paragraph, it says, it is possible that these Judites ruled over the Cretans or Minoans or mainstream history with their capital at Kenosis, who determined that Aegean Sea again. The earlier Minoans were an advanced civilization. Around 1700 BC, they suffered an earthquake.
Now, the Minoans is the citizens of Japan. That was called the Minoans. That's the man y'all gave them, the Minoans. They are Japanic people.
It's the dear King Darius, though. The same people. Me.
Right.
It says around, and it says, it was sometime in the early 1400s that Dardanus and the people with him came upon the Minoans, the Phoenician people,
yeah,
to help them to become the dominant power of the Eastern Mediterranean, Crete. From this time onward until the tsunami that hit the island, sometime between 1477 BC and 1453 BC, into the era which is flourished the most. The brethren of the Judites on Crete, the early Mesopotamians, or the Danites, the Greeks, were subservient to their fellow Israelites on Crete, as witnessed by the story of Thessalonians and Minotaur. The Minoan kingdom came to an end at Russia.
Now, and the only reason Dan is play behind, remember Dan is a snake. So he'll play behind you just to strike in time to come. Danites exist today. They'll tell you, they'll stand and grin in your presence, but Dan is a snake. He plays behind Charlo there for a minute until you're able to strike like a, to strike.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Dan is a snake.
That's right.
Most poisonous snake it is, the Adam's known snake. And that's what he was called, a snake. Go ahead.
Now, going down to the next chapter, it says that it called these, it said the Myonians, because tribe of Judah has taken over the prophetic land. They let me know that the children of Japheth, I mean the children of Judah, who settled there under Darius, then sailed for Troy. What could have made possible the Judahite conquest of Troy was this same giant tsunami that also severely devastated this city.
Yeah.
Now this area of northwest Turkey has been prone to earthquakes. So it may have been an earthquake that destroyed the sixth settlement of Troy. That's another story. But the point is that we want to point out, and just God bless you, that Adam is this real.
Hallelujah.
Hey, the thing is that we want to point out is that this Troy was ran by Judah. And Judah Dardis, Dardal, and Charcoal took Athens, and Darda took Troy. To let you know that this lineage that from Zorah's tribe went over to Japhetic land and took over Japhetic land. That's why when we go back, now we're going to read the Negro Question, Part 6. And Brother Titus, give me page 15. And let's see what it says. And just give me verse, page 15. And let's see what it says.
Right. Book I'm reading, The Negro Question, Part 6.
Yes, sir.
The 13 Black Cottons by Lee Cunningham.
Page 15.
Page 15.
Yes, sir. We back in. Yeah, pick it up from the top.
I would like to take a moment and to focus on the pillow.
That King Charles
the first
shoe
is resting on.
Take this. Now he said he want to go look at a pillow. That King Charles the first. They want to look at his pillow. Now he resting on a pillow, okay. The King Charles the first shoe is resting on. So, okay, let's see what's going on with this pillow.
Okay.
The shoe says, Mondai. Calco.
Continue to read.
Mondai was the name of a river of Hibernia.
Hibernia. Iberia.
Iberia or Spain.
So it's in Spain, and it changed the name up. But what else he says about Calco? What does that name mean?
And Calco was a descendant of Judah.
Oh! So Calco, which is what we was reading about, is Calco from the Bible in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse number 6. His name was sitting on the pillow of King Charles the first.
Yeah.
That says Mondai, Calco. Mondai means that you know that it was that they came over to their land of Iberia or Spain. Or they, some people say the land of Eber, which is the land where the Israelites have came over there. And remember, they had started taking over. They started ruling over there in the Hispanic land. Continue to read. Now, Monday, then you know this is the land they was in. But Calco was saying, you know, that it was that the descendants of Judah was in the land of Spain, or Iberia, or Manda, or Hiberna. Continue to read.
You can find the name Calco written in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 6.
And that's what we just got done reading. So yes. The brother, Lee Collins, did a good extensive research as well to come and find out this information. Made it kind of easier for us that were familiar with these things to come out and say, all right, we got a second witness. You see what I'm saying? That you want to go pull out the British and start pulling out the British encyclopedias, some old encyclopedias, and start going back and looking to this thing. But let's pick it up and read. What else he says about why would what?
Why would King Charles have Monday Calco written on his effigy?
Uh-huh.
History says that the Gatalias,
The son of Calco.
The son of Calco, the Galilean.
The son of Zorah.
Mm-hmm.
And the son of Judah.
That's right.
Son of Ed, Herbania.
That's right.
Near a river called Mundi. The plot further thickens, but one realized that the Galileans. Named his son Heber. See Genesis 10:21. Ben interpreter, Eber.
That's right. That's what it was. He named his son Eber. That's what he named his son. He named his son Eber. After who?
Yeah.
Eber or Eber was the son of who?
Shem.
Eber was the son of Shem. Can you read from now?
Who was the father of all
Israel.
The Israelites.
That's right.
These people are maintaining a precise chronicles of their family tree on images and artifacts.
So the thing is, what he's saying is this, just for a nutshell. As we read this book, we know that Eber was the father of all the Israelites, but he was the father of all the Shemites. You see what I'm saying? And that's what they point out, because it wasn't known, he got the word in Hebrew, and we'll deal with that another time, you understand? But right now, he's pointing out the information. And the point of case is that they kept a count of who their bloodline was. They kept up with their genealogy, their bloodline. So they knew they was from Zorah. They knew they was from Calco or Darda. They knew they was King David. They knew they was from this bloodline of the Zorah. That's why they was wearing a fringe with the red on, with the ribbon of blue, with the fringes on the leg. That's why they kept Mundi Calco on their clothes. Because they knew where they shoes resting on. They would be known like we keeping up with our heritage. We know we're from the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they won't let nothing be twisted or confused. They knew who they were. Now over to you, Brother Titus, this Red Sea Roy. Take us on in.
All right, you want me to finish?
Yeah, do what you do. Hey, y'all, I got you.
It's your show. Y'all, go. All right. Brought it in.
We live everywhere. We live on Power Talk. We live on Blog Talk. We live on Facebook at BOTTY. Look us up and check out any of the episodes you want to pull up on Facebook or YouTube at BOTTY Tribe YHDH. You can catch us there as well. Pull up the all the shows. Even on Blog Talk, you want to go back and catch any lessons. You can pick up the lesson, read what the lesson was about, and say, hey, I want to learn something new today. You got the 6 wicked days to do what you got to do. Get to study in the end of the day. Come back on the Sabbath day sharper than ever before. So over to you, Brother Titus, in prayer. See you, Roy.
We are good. That's what we're doing, the genealogy. Always got to search the genealogy.
That's right.
All right, the genealogy of Mother Z. Give me Job chapter 8, verse 8.
Job? Did you say Job?
Yes, ma'am.
That's 8, verse 8?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am. Job. Job chapter 8, verse 8. Job chapter 8, verse 8. Verse 8. Inquire, I pray you, of the former age and prepare thyself to the search of their father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Prepare the search of your fathers. You got to be prepared for the search of your fathers. All right. Let's break down the search of our fathers. Who our father is. Prepare the search of our fathers. All right, so let's go to Exodus real quick. We'll going to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. 15 and 16. Then we're going to Exodus chapter 4, verse 5. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. All right, go ahead, Mother Z.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob appeared unto me, said, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Mizraim, Egypt.
Okay. That's who our fathers is. Prepare for the search of our fathers, so we had to break that down. Who our fathers are. History. Okay. Alright, let's go to Chronicles real quick. We're going to Chronicles. Make that same Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. Second Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. Mother D.F. Israel. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1.
2 Chronicles chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Judah, with a very great company, and camels that bear spices, and gold, and abundance, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him.
Did you read, make that 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. I made an error. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. Yeah, 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. That's 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1.
1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1. So all Israel was reckoned by genealogy. And behold, they were written in the book of Israel. And Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their sins.
All Israel reckoned by genealogy. Okay. Give me Ezra chapter 2. Make that 62. Yes, ma'am. Ezra chapter 2, verse 62. Yeah, go ahead, Mother G.F. Israel, pull it out. Ezra, yeah, Ezra, E-Z-R-A, The book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62.
Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. He stopped their registry among those that were reckoned by Jacob, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
That's fine. You got to be reckoned by genealogy of our fathers. And it's the genealogy we can read right here. Let's go to Numbers chapter 1. And go to genealogy right here, Numbers chapter 1. We'll go to Numbers chapter 1. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. Go to Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to pick up at verse 3, 1 to 3. Then we're going to go down to verse 16 to 18. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, and 16 to 18. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, 16 to 18.
Name, boss.
I thought Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Numbers chapter
1,
verses 1 to 3.
Yeah, skip down 16 to 17.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the wilderness, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take you the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, by the house of their father, with the number of their name, every male by their home. Verse 3. From 20 years old and upwards, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their army. These were the renown of the congregation, prince of the tribes of their
father,
heads
of thousands
of Israel.
Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You said, hold on. Read that again. Verse 16.
Numbers chapter 1, verse 16. These were renown of the congregation, princes of their father, heads of thousands of Israel.
He said heads of thousands of Israel. Heads of thousands of Israel. Hold on. Hold on that point there before you finish coming back. All right, thousands of Israel. Let's give me, let's go to Genesis real quick. All right, give me Genesis 24:60. Genesis 24:60. The book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 60. We're going to Genesis, chapter 24, verse 60.
And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of years, and let your seed possess the gate of those who take
them. I'm going to Exodus 1:1 real quick. The thousands of millions. Go to Exodus chapter 1, verse 1.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Israel.
All the way to verse 6. Verse 7. Make that all the way to verse 7.
Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan and Naphtali. Gad and Asher. 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls. For Jacob was in Egypt always. Verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brothers, and all that generation. Verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. And multiply and wax exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them.
The land was filled with them. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. Real quick. On Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
You can have this.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea, between Paran and
Hazarot, the Moran and Topel. Yeah, Topel. Yes, and Laban.
And Laban.
And Hazarot.
And
yeah, Hazarot. Yeah, and Dizahab. And skip down. Verse 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. Behold, I have set this land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore unto your father Abraham, Isaac, and Israel to give unto them and to their seed after them.
Okay. It says multiply. Yeah, okay, read down to verse 10 real quick. Time to see something else.
Okay, verse 9. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. Verse 10. Yahweh has multiplied you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude.
Verse 11.
Yahweh of your father made you a thousand times so many more as you are and blessed you as he has promised you.
All right, go down to Genesis 24:16. You see the word thousand times? Now you can, now you go, I'm going to go back to Genesis 24:16. and then you're going to come back to Deuteronomy 1, when you at Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. Real quick, let's go to Genesis 24:16, then we come back to Deuteronomy real quick. Yeah, Genesis 24:16. Genesis, yes, ma'am.
Genesis 24:16. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be you the mother of thousands of millions.
They got us as, instead of thousand millions, they got us as what, was that like 12 million or something like that?
Well, back in Numbers, I mean, in Deuteronomy.
Yeah, we thousand millions.
It said thousand times.
Okay. All right. We read Genesis 24:60, right?
Yeah.
Now, with that understanding, we read Genesis 24:60, so we're going to come back here to where you was at before. And, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 1:11.
Yahweh, your Yahweh of your father, made you a thousand times so many more as you are and blessed you as he has promised.
All right, let me read this verse real quick. All right, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. All right, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. And Yahweh of your fathers will make you a thousand million times so many more as you are and bless you as he had promised you. Okay. I can back that up with Genesis 24:60, though. They're not going to see it there in that verse. I'll go to Genesis 24:60, but I don't see that in there. I'll go to Genesis chapter 24, verse 60. To plead my cause real quick. This is what I'm doing here real quick. Let me go to Jeremiah real quick. I'm coming back. Go to Jeremiah real quick. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to, what's that, and I'm in Isaiah, and see what this produce your calls. All right, Isaiah 41:21. Mother Z, give me Isaiah 41:21.
Isaiah 41:21.
Produce. Yes, ma'am.
Produce your cause, said the